This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
Familiar, Bob? tell us what this is.
Well, we really need the war chant to complete the picture. But
the war chant.
I went to Florida State. I'm a proud Seminole, so I appreciate the plug there from Paul. It's very nice.
We always try to give the plugs, make you feel right at home here. And we are talking about alternative investing, and we'll look a little bit closer at alternative portfolio management. Can a collection of mutual funds deliver the same or better performance than hedge fund? And our next guest was recently voted by Institutional Investor magazine as the 2012 Rising Star of Mutual Funds. Brad Alford, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Alpha Capital Management. Thanks so much for being with us on Taking Stock.
Sure, Courtney. Great to be on with you and Bob.
Explain, what are hedged mutual funds?
Well, it's really same as kind of a hedge fund of funds, but it's just in a different structure, where a hedge fund of funds would be in a limited partnership, which would be, you know, documents and K-1s and fairly illiquid. What we have done, and I'd spent, a decade with the two big endowments, the Duke Endowment and Emory Endowment, and had looked at the way kind of LP hedge funds had done in 2008 when the kind of world fell apart and performed very poorly and became illiquid and gates and lockups and some of the things that occurred. What we decided to do was look at out there in the mutual fund landscape and see if there were any mutual funds that were doing a lot of the same strategies. And we found that there are, and there's even more that keep launching. Right now, Morningstar has over 300 managers that they call alternative or hedge fund-like managers. So there's not quite 10,000 where there are in the LP hedge funds, but there are many choices and growing almost every day.
Hey, Brad, it's Bob. How do you go about your allocation decisions exactly? I mean, are you trying to really look at the correlation between these various mutual funds? Are you taking a long bias? What's your basic approach here?
Well, we have two different funds. We have our Alpha Defensive Fund, which is kind of in the name is very defensive and to not lose money in any environment. So one of the first things we do for that one is we try to target a volatility or risk of about 4% where bonds are. And so we're trying to target a return of around 7 or 8%. And so we're putting together managers that don't lose 30 or 40% in 2008. So we want managers that are not as volatile, that don't, you know, have big drawdowns, and then we use a lot of modeling and back testing, and most of these managers have, you know, 5 to 10 year track records, and see how to putting the different pieces together, how that would perform. And you can't look at everything or manage by looking in the rearview mirror, driving down the road looking in the rearview mirror. So we also have to have some forward looking assessments on how we put these together. So that's our defensive portfolio, Alpha Defensive. And then we also have our opportunistic portfolio, which we really try to take advantage of the equity market. So that's where we put a lot of our equity guys that are more volatile. But we also have managers that only short. So a manager like PIMCO Stock Plus Short or the Grizzly Bear Fund. So we have, you know, put together a group of managers that make money in both down markets as well as up markets, like a hedge fund is supposed to do.
We have about 30 seconds. How do you find these managers?
We first start a screen. We're using large databases. There's about 7,000 managers out there, so we screen based on a variety of factors, whether how they did in 08, their volatility, their track record, where they are, how much they manage. So a lot of it is done in a quantitative analysis, and then we really drill into the managers. We go spend time with them, get to know them, look at their track records, and so that's where the real due diligence. And I've been doing this for 23 years, as I said, at some big institutions, so know a lot of the right questions to ask. So, you know, the beautiful thing is about holding mutual funds is...
Brad, what advantages do your funds offer?
Well, for the retail investor or the smaller investor, it gives them the ability to try to make money in any type in environment, just not just a binary environment of stocks going up or interest rates going down for bonds. This can make money in different types of choppier markets, as well as something to diversify their portfolio if they're just in stocks and bonds.
So, Brad, tell us a little bit more about the underlying structure. Now, there are a lot, as you said, there are an awful lot of funds out there now that are carrying the alternative label, and frankly, sometimes I think they're doing it more for marketing purposes than because they're actually delivering a unique product. So, talk to me about how some of the other funds that you do respect in terms of delivering alternative type returns are structured. You're investing solely in other mutual funds, but that's not the only way in which people are attacking this, correct?
Exactly. There's other ones that invest in underlying separately managed accounts where they set up an account with each manager and the manager runs their strategy there, and that's another way that people are attacking it.
And do you think that your approach has any advantages or disadvantages vis-a-vis the idea of putting money under separate managed accounts with other people who actually are running true hedge funds?
Well, we chose this strategy because you're much more nimble. We can go in and out of a manager on a daily basis, and we don't do that. But your loyalty to your clients, and so you're able to change a strategy on a daily basis rather than, you know, taking months, if not a year, to add a manager, then take money away from them. So it gives us a much less clouded judgment as we make changes.
Brad Alford, thanks so much for being with us, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer with Alpha Capital Management.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.